Today we're talking about an event that has been, well, it was born 28 years ago. It has been considered the best volunteer event of the community, the area, for many, many years. And again, I've been involved in this along with Jim O'Neill, typically reporting on all of the events of this Burlington, West Burlington area paint-a-thon. It started out, Jim O'Neill, Jim, it started out as a, I believe you saw an event or you heard of an event that was very similar to this going on someplace. Is that right?
We had a customer come in. Becky Edgerton brought in a clipping from Sioux City showing a bank sponsoring painting a house in Sioux City, and she gave it to, at that time, President Jim Olson. And he called me back, and we went and we met with Diamond Vogel. We met with Community Action. And from there, everything's history.
And again, it is the triumvirate, we call it, because it really does take, it takes three events. It takes an organization, the bank organization, and public relations that has been Jim O'Neill's forte. It takes Community Action because Community Action is the one that determines all of the eligibility, all of the... And the weatherization project, Mike Richard, Richard was basically very, very active in this. And again, Jim Blackwell, he's been with Community Action 17 years. You're now the director of Community Action. But again, Community Action, well, how would you describe Community Action as an area organization? You sort of have a soup to nuts kind of thing, whatever people need. Is that right?
A number of programs that help the community, and this is definitely one of the things that we're most interested in, you know, as being a part of the paint-a-thon. We're glad to see it back. But, yeah, we have a weatherization program, a WIC program, a number of programs that help out in the community.
And, again, this is Jim O'Neill, going back to you for a second before we head to Nick. The eligibility, that has sort of been modified over the years a little bit, hasn't it, over the years?
Yes, it has. It at one time it was, and still is, you have to be 55 or older and disabled. But since then we've added the same thing, plus a veteran or any single parent that would qualify.
And again, there is some rules as well in terms of no larger than a one-and-a-half-story house.
Yes.
That is one thing that's also very important. And, again, meeting the eligibility, do you have a sort of idea? Do you have a limit on the number of houses that you've had picked up, or do you decide that limit first off?
We decide that at the beginning of the year, according to what we feel, and then it's, you know, then really... The decision, a final decision, isn't made until right when we get all the applications in and all the volunteer names in. That way we know how many people need their house painted and how many people we've got, and then we compare them then.
By the numbers, now, how many houses do you have scheduled for this year?
This year we have 27 teams with 400 volunteers, and we could not do this without the volunteers. And we will paint 10 houses in Burlington, West Burlington, and one in Mediapolis. And that's the same number that we did in 19. So we, with all that went on last year and this year, we still haven't cut back. So we feel good about it.
So
that.
Over all the years, how many of these houses have you painted?
When we get done this year, we'll have painted 530 homes.
530 homes.
And some of them twice.
And again, Community Action. And, of course, Diamond Vogel has been instrumental from the very beginning. Nick Wittenmeyer is joining me. And Nick, when Diamond Vogel gets involved in this, we talk numbers. I just talked about the number of houses. Let's talk about number of gallons of paint. Have you ever added up how many gallons of paint have been painted or used over all those years?
Yeah, up to date, excluding this year, there's been 8,400 gallons of paint donated and applied by the volunteers. I don't really have an estimate for how many this year until we get through next week. But
you make you sit down with each of the individual homeowners and you basically give them you decide the colors exactly the way they want. You show them the charts and they pick it out, and they can pick out whatever color they want, right?
That is correct, yeah. We have a few color charts I bring out with me the day we meet with the homeowners. If they don't like any of those colors, we can match existing, or we can even drive by other houses that they like those colors. We actually did that this year.
And it's been Diamond Vogel, I guess, what? There's a corporate headquarters. Do they have anything to say about what you're doing here in Burlington?
Oh, I know our corporate office in Orange City is very pleased with the Paint-A-Thon. We couldn't really do it without the great partnership with Two Rivers and Community Action. But I know our corporate office is very happy.
So you're continuing a tradition, and if you would just put that microphone over to Jim Blackwell for a second, because Jim, Community Action comes into play particularly because you really do, the list may come out from Jim, but you guys put together the list and you put together all the qualifications and you decide basically who's going to get in and who's not. Is that right?
Yeah, that's correct. Based on all the criteria, we'll take a look at everything and narrow it down. We'll narrow it down to a certain number, but again, without those volunteers and knowing how many volunteers you have, that ultimately will decide, how many we can do.
And again,
we do select homes.
And again, picking out the one thing about it is that we have learned over the years, and I'm going to go back to Jim as well. And also to you, Jim. Well, two Jims here. So, Jim O'Neill, that is. The surprising thing, when I remember starting doing this with you, Jim, typically it was typically done towards the end of the week. Maybe it was, and a lot of them did it in one day, and it was pretty much just a paint event, wasn't it?
Yes, and I'll tell you what, Community Action does a great job. They have everything ready for us. When we go out to paint, they have repairs done. And, of course, Diamond Vogel is super. He's just told you all the paint. That's a lot of paint they've donated.
But the thing that is, I've seen over the years, and I remember one time we had a hailstorm that came in, and it did a lot of damage to roofs. I saw the volunteers put on a roof.
We had one. That was 2003, and we had five homes at that time who got their roofs put on in May, and in September got their houses painted. You talk about a nice summer. They had a new roof and a new home, new paint job, which they could not afford.
What I've also seen is new porches, new landscaping. I've seen just about anything. And it's not a one-day event anymore. Now this is an entire week or more, isn't it?
Well, this will start the 7th, September 7th on Tuesday, and we go through the week. Now, it's kind of reversed itself because everybody's pretty well done on Friday, and we like it this way. And one of the main reasons we changed it this way is because of the weather. You never know what the weather's going to bring. If you wait till the end of the week and it rains both days at the end of the week, then you have to go the next week. This way you can balance everything out.
You got to make hay while the sun shines, so to speak, in other words. And again, it has been, as we go over to Jim Blackwell. Jim, you said that you've been involved with the Paint-A-Thon, but not as the director of Community Action. Is that right?
Yeah, correct. This will be my 16th year painting, volunteering, and spending time doing some repairs even myself.
And I think the other thing is, and you have seen firsthand, the homeowners, and I know that Nick Wittenmeyer has seen the homeowners. He meets with the homeowners first. But I have seen the homeowners come out, and the emotion of the homeowner to see the finished product, it's almost a magical experience, isn't it?
It's just probably nothing short of. That's a good way to describe it for sure.
And it's been a satisfying time for you. I know you've Jim O'Neill. You take a picture of every house, and that tends to go into your files. Tends to sometimes show up in the paper or whatever. But you've got a picture of all the groups pretty much throughout all the years, don't you?
Well, what we do is take a picture of the groups, and then we have them come in and pick up their picture. And if you walk into some of these corporations, you'll see one wall with every year they've got. And the other thing, too, is we've gave over 15,000 T-shirts since this started. And at one time, some of the people had kept a T-shirt for every year. And that was kind of neat. A gentleman, he's no longer with us, but he called me out one time, and he showed me all his T-shirts. And it was touching. I mean, really.
Well, 28 years is a long time. And I guess I've also seen that it is spread. I see that Fort Madison now has a paint-a-thon going on. I don't know how many others have seen what you guys have done and decided, you know, this is a good idea for our community. But I'm going to guess there's quite a few places around the country.
Well, we help Fort Madison get started. They came to us, and we sat down and told them how we did. And they were very grateful, and they've done a good job. They're in there like their third year, I believe.
But again, it is going on. Again, the Burlington, West Burlington area paint-a-thon, over 500 houses painted. And you've painted some of those houses more than once, haven't you?
Yes, we have. We started in 93, and probably about the year 2000 or so into 2000, I had a lady call me, and she says that my house needs painted again. Will you people paint it? And I said, well, if you qualify. She said, I know I'm going to qualify. I said, well, how do you know? She said, I got less money now than I had then.
So. Well, I'm going to look forward to going out with you, Jim. I will be chatting with you, Jim Blackwell. I'll also be talking with you, Nick, as we get to the conclusion of the paint-a-thon. That'll be coming up on a little bit later on in the end of the week. We'll be talking about that, and I'll be going over more of that with Jim O'Neill. But again, Jim O'Neill, Jim Blackwell, Nick Whittemeyer, thank you all for joining me. We'll wish you luck for a wonderful weather week and a wonderful paint-a-thon. Thank you again.
Thank you, Steve.
Thank you.